John, at home point in large spells, a very promising performance, but ultimately a bit of a feeling of disappointment. Would I be right in summing that up?
Disappointed all the end, to be honest. Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, is the highlight of my life. And I'm not enjoying it. I didn't enjoy it last week, I didn't enjoy it this week. We're not consistent enough. We're not consistent throughout the 90 minutes. And we're better than what we're showing at the moment. And we can't govern what other teams do. We can't govern what other teams is about. We've got to govern what we do ourselves. And that was a game we could and should have won easily. And in the end, you know, all play to, fair play to Northampton, we were hanging on. You know, the last 10 minutes it was attack versus defence. And if I was Chris, I'd be going away possibly a little bit deflated that we haven't won it. But we've had enough chances to win the game, and we're hot and cold at the moment. And another, you know, they'll think it's a good goal. When you see it again, it can be so easily defended. It's frustrating. But we've got to go again, you know, and we've got to get it to the, that these are the highlights of our week, and we've got to embrace them and enjoy it for what it is. Because if we're not enjoying it, how can you expect anybody else to pay and enjoy it? And we've just got this just tiny adjustments that we can just get better at. We could blow a lot of teams away in this league, but for some reason we're capable of shooting ourselves in the foot, as we showed again today.
Is scoring from open play a bit of a worry at the moment? You seem to be knocking on the door for 20, 25 minutes and then perhaps running out of ideas and the other team gets back into it.
Well, we're not so much running out of ideas. We just don't work the opposition keeper enough. You know, we must have had 6 glorious chances there and only actually hit the target with 2 of them. And, you know, we're cutting them open for fun, but no. There's no killer instinct at the end of it, and that's, you know, that's something that we're going to have to address over the coming weeks. We're going to have that killer instinct in all aspects of our play, not just in the opposing penalty box.
We've talked about the improvement in the defending from last season. Obviously, the goal you conceded, you already said you're unhappy with the defending. Previously, would you have lost today? Is that a sort of positive you can take from it?
Well, last season, I think we would have lost today. You know, I think we'd have buckled under the pressure that they put us under the last 15 minutes. So, you know, you got to take your hat off to them. You know, chasing as much as you can. Be questioned for the first goal. You know, he's kept us in about a magnificent save in the second half. But, you know, in the first half, we were so comfortable defending. You know, the first time they got near our goal, they scored. And maybe they'd that before. You know, that seems to be a recurring thing. So that's frustrating. But, you know, we had the chances. And then after we made a 1-1, you think there's only going to be one winner. And for 15 minutes, it looked like it was. 15, 20 minutes. You know, we were all over them. And then last 15 minutes we got battered, to be honest, and we couldn't get hold of the ball, we couldn't get out, and you got to give them a bit of a pat on the back because they upped their game. But at home we've got to be winning them games.
Another important contribution from Josh Windass to win that penalty and stick it away, ice in the veins again.
Well, you know, it's a sign of a good player when you're not having the best of days and you come up and a confidence to slot the penalty away. You know, he's done great to win it as well. You know, Josh Bay's on the mission, he was poor today. In the first half, he improved dramatically in the second half. But I don't know whether he was carrying it or not, and he's trying to put a brave face on, but, you know, if you are struggling injury-wise, they're better off letting other players have a go, because we have got a good squad and we can absorb a loss like that. You know, Josh would be a big miss to us, but he wouldn't have been a big miss the way he played in the first half. So, you know, he's got to balance a bit playing when he's right, and I suspect that he wasn't 100% today.
Quick word on Tuesday night, got the Johnston's Paints Trophy coming up. It's a quick turnaround with the bank holiday and stuff. You'll be in preparing for that. Is it an opportunity to perhaps get some of the rust out of the legs of some of the players in the squad that haven't featured as much?
Well, we had that against Blackburn during the week, so lads have had 90 minutes under the belt. It'll give some an opportunity to take a claim for the place, and, you know, I hope you can grab up both hands.
And obviously opponents in Bury from the division above you will present a fierce challenge.
I always class as Bury being the same as us. We're never going to look up to them.
But in terms of the competition, it's a strange one, isn't it? Because the early stages, seem to be really difficult to attract crowds and get interest in. But if you win a few games, suddenly you think about Wembley.
Well, we never get the bye, so if we're going to get to Wembley, we're going to have to do it the hard way. It's going to be a tough competition this year. You know, the Northern section is full of League One teams, isn't it? You know, we can get through, great.